Have you imagined you become a superhero? There are so many superheroes in the films. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Iron Man, Spider-Man, or Harry Potter. And which one of them is your favorite hero? When I was little, I liked Superman. He's cool. And he can fly. And he doesn't need any of expensive toys, such as Batman's bat car or Iron Man's suit. All he needs is a piece of a red cape. That's it. Yes. Oh, I don't know. That's it. And he can fly. I love that part. And have you tried to do something like that? I did. One day I had fun with my friend and I thought, I think that was in my second grade and I was acting Superman. And you know Superman, he can fly, so I did. I jumped out from the second floor and I broke my leg. That was the day that I learned I was not Superman. There are so many heroes in the Bible. We have that. For some of you, Moses is your favorite hero. And for some of you, David is your choice. And you know that I named myself by myself after Apostle Paul because I want to be like him. And we don't want to forget about many prophets. Isaiah, Ezekiel, David, Elijah, Elijah, and so many others. They were amazing leaders. They delivered God's message to the people. And you know what? You can be a prophet. Actually, God wants you to be a prophet. I may not be Superman, but I am a prophet. Actually, you can be a prophet when you pray this Lord's Prayer and live your life by what it means by this prayer, particularly the part we are talking about today. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. I like that. That is the most powerful and prophetic word that I can ever imagine. We say, God, your kingdom come, and your will be done in my life, in my family, in my church, and in our community. Then the question is, what kind of image of the kingdom you have in your mind when we pray this prayer? We need to think about that because what you think about the kingdom of God, that shapes your behavior in the present one. If I believe we serve the God of justice, I'm going to be engaged in many activities to promote justice. If I believe God's coming kingdom is all about caring for the poor and the hungry people, I'm going to participate in many ministries helping people who are in need and who are hungry. And if I believe God's kingdom is all about being holy, I'm going to spend my whole life, every day, 24/7, reading the Bible, meditating on it, and reading the Bible and everything. Then which one of them are you comfortable with? Sometimes I go to Washington, D.C. for a meeting and a conference, and I love to walk around the White House and Monument and Lincoln Memorial and so many other places. And there is a park where two heroes are commemorated, Martin Luther King Jr. and FDR, President Roosevelt. There are many pictures of them and their speeches. When I walk in the park and read each one of them, I can imagine the image of the kingdom they had in their mind. President Roosevelt, we remember him for many historical works, such as the New Deal. And he was also known for the Second World War. His words, one of his words caught my attention. He said, "I have seen war. I have seen blood running from the wounded. I have seen the dead in the mud and the cities destroyed. I have seen children starving and the agony of the mothers and the wives. I hate war." Another one is, man, woman, and nature must work hand in hand. I could see his agony, and I could glimpse a picture of the kingdom of God he had. Peace, justice, welfare, and harmony. And you know Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, "I have a dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-confident that all men, women, are created equal." And he continued, with this faith, we will be able to work together, pray together, struggle together, go to jail together, and stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. I love it. And his speech clearly reveals the image of the kingdom he had. Justice, equality, and standing with one another. I think that's the image of the kingdom he had. And the question for you and me, it is, what kind of image do we have about the kingdom of God? Then the second question is, okay, there are many images of the kingdom of God, then do we have to choose or pick one of them? Is there anything, any of them, that should have priority over the rest of the images? I think this is really important to think about this, because in our church, we may have many people with different opinions about the images of the kingdom. And for that, I like the way John Wesley, the founder of our Methodist movement, he ended his theological and philosophical conversations and argument with other people. He was always open to many opinions, Catholic, Presbyterian, Baptist, and even atheist. And he encouraged the people to think and talk about God. He said all the time, "We think and let others think." He always ended his conversation saying, "We may not agree all the time, but let's find something we may do for the kingdom of God." So we may have different images of the kingdom, but the essence of our salvation should be holistic, altogether, both personal holiness and social holiness. That's the example and teachings that Jesus gave us 2,000 years ago, and John Wesley restated a couple of hundred years ago. We believe in God, who wants us to be the hope of the world, and God has called you for that work. And when we pray this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, we are already engaging the most powerful prophetic word, "Thy kingdom come and thy will be done." Yes, each one of you and me, we are prophets to to ourselves, to our family, to our church, and our community in a world we are living. So last week, with a part of this prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, we talk about a comparison between my and ours. And today we find another one. It is between my and thine. In this prayer, we do not pray, my kingdom come and my will be done. Instead, God, your kingdom come and your will be done. And it is also found in a word just before this part. Hallowed be thy name, God, not my name. So in our daily lives, we have so many things going on, right? So many things. You have to take care of the bills and a lot of things to do, and you have family to take care of, and you have ministries and work going on. You have so many, and we have to make decisions. It might be your work. It might be your family or your friend. You have to decide what to do tomorrow, next week, and next year. And for me, I think I'm the pastor of this church. Am I? Yes. Yes. And I have to decide every day whom I need to meet and what to do today, tomorrow, and next year. So many things. And one of the current ones, that was, am I going to lead the Disciple Bible Study? And what day of the week are we going to have that one? So if you find a sign-up over there, now I am advertising the Bible study. So you may have your name on it, and you can participate in it. So at every decision, I need to find a moment trying to take a pause, saying, God, is it what I want? Is it my will or your will? And many people think the pastor is the control tower of the church. I assume some of you expect me to be the control tower of this church. And I know at some point of our church life, I should be functioning as the control tower. But in general, I think that's not my job. That is not my job description. But in general, my role is more like a traffic light, giving signals, because it is the church, the body of Christ. So Jesus Christ should be our control tower. And Jesus' teachings and will should be prior over my theology and my thought and my plans. And I believe that's the way we may find a way to seek thy kingdom come and thy will be done. In our family, work, and relationship with others, we have so many things going on. And I want to encourage you and me to think about this prayer. When we honestly pray this prophetic prayer, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, I believe God is going to unfold somehow in a way God's will be done. It may not be something we hope sometimes, we expect or plan, but God has chosen you. God has chosen you and me to be part of God's ministry. And when we pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, that's the moment we invite God to be the center of our lives. That's the moment we sharpen our faith and our will towards God's will. And that's the moment we find the healing and hope in our lives. I don't have to be Superman. You don't have to be. But we are called to be a prophet with this prayer. thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Amen. In our daily lives, let us have this powerful prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. And in this moment, as we offer ourselves and our gift to God, let us have hope that we may be a living sacrifice to the world, just like the way Jesus chose us.